Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk cattle on feed numbers with Dr. Darrell Peel in just a moment.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Latest cattle on feed numbers out from USDA. Friday afternoon, the numbers released by Uncle Sam showing 1% more cattle on feed February 1 of this year compared to February 1 of 2016 at 10.8 million head. Placements in feedlots during January of this year, 1.98 million head, 11% above a year ago. The marketings of fed cattle during January, 1.75 million head, 10% above 1 year ago. After the report, we had the chance to visit with Dr. Darrell Peel about what he sees in these latest numbers.
Well, really, this report was very much well anticipated. There's no surprises in it. The cattle on feed inventory for February 1st came in just about as expected at 100.7%, rounds up to 101%. The placement number was just a little bit higher, perhaps a percent higher than expected, was within the range of estimates. So again, not really a shock. It was 111%. Marketing's number was right on target, 110% of last year. Again, no surprises at all there. We did have one extra business day in January this year, so that accounts for some of the extra on both the placements and marketings.
So looking at this report, maybe the last couple of reports, what does that tell you about the pipeline and the feedlots?
Well, you know, clearly there's pork cattle out there that will be coming through the system, and we've known that in a general sense. There's some questions about timing. There's a couple things in this report. One is, if you look at the weight breakdowns, most of the increase in those placements was actually in the 6 to 7 and 7 to 800 pound categories. And I think that's consistent with the idea that some of the wheat pasture ran a little short in January before we started getting some rain. So those cattle are a little bit smaller. They're going to be pushed off a little bit longer. So there's not a really immediate kind of a concern. When you figure it out over several months, I think these cattle are pretty well spread out, if you will. So I don't see any major bunching issues. The other thing that's just as an ongoing thing is that this report, for the first time ever, provides more weight breakdown information than we've ever had before. NASS has added some additional categories. Always before, we've gotten everything over 800 pounds was lumped into one category. And we know that as a general trend in the industry, cattle are bigger, placements are bigger. So now we've got breakdowns, at least on the national level, of 8 to 9, 9 to 1,000, and now over 1,000. And so now those breakdowns don't extend down into the state level data. It gets a little too thin for them to be able to report that, but at least we have more information at the national level.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel talking about this latest USDA cattle on feed report, giving us further confirmation that we're starting to see some buildup in feedlot supplies and in the available beef that will be making its way through the pipeline later this year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2017 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, March 4th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 88 bulls will be offered, with 48 of them with low birth weight EPDs suitable for breeding heifers. They will also be offering 10 open registered females and 30 commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.